The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghostbox Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. And happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope it's a great day for you all. But I got to say, it's getting a little chilly out there, isn't it? It's the winds of change is upon us, and it's time for seasonal differences. And, you know, one thing that will stay the same, though, and I don't know why I feel the need to share this with you all tonight, is that it doesn't matter how cold it's going to get. I will be wearing shorts all season long. I love shorts. If you see me at the grocery store in January and it's 30 degrees below zero, I guarantee that I'll be still wearing shorts. As long as I have a coat on, that's all that matters. So if you ever see somebody out there, some sad person out there wearing shorts in the middle of winter, it might very well be me. That's just kind of how I roll. So more to come on that. I'm sure you all can't wait. It's also, I'm really excited tonight because we're bringing on somebody who I have great respect for. She has been very kind and supportive of everything that we're doing here over at AM 950 and beyond. And, you know, that just goes a really long way. I very, very much appreciate it. But she has something that's very different to offer the Twin Cities community in Minnesota, going into Wisconsin as well. We're going to be talking about all that as well as so many other things. And you hear her voice during our breaks, which is really exciting. And she's just started running commercials with us. They sound great. She sounds great. And we're going to be talking to a Salem witch tonight. I am very happy to bring on with me Witch Jody from Midwest Witchery and Healing in Stillwater, Minnesota. Witch Jody, welcome to Ghostbox Radio.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. How are you doing? It's so good to have you on. And it seems so long in the making to finally get you on the program. And I'm so happy that you're here tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Good, good. Well, I'm happy about it. Now, you just got back from Salem, didn't you?
Yes, I just got home Sunday. Wow. Yes, I was out there. I went out there last week, Wednesday. So I'm a part of the Cabot tradition out there for Lori Cabot's group. And so she kind of got the whole Halloween haunted happenings going way back when in the 80s, did like the Halloween parade for the little kids. You know, sure. It was like just in the common, just for the little kids. And so it became a bigger deal. And it's been something I've always wanted to do. So I went out there and I actually marched in the parade with the Cabots this last Thursday to kick off the Halloween season in Salem.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I mean, now we're in October. How busy was Salem?
It was like walking, you know what, the best way to put it, very busy day at the Minnesota State Fair in small little town Stillwater where you can't move around. It's crazy. It is pretty busy. It is pretty busy. It's crazy. They have millions of people that come. The parking garages were like sold out by 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, that kind of stuff. I didn't bring a car this time. I was staying at a friend's house. I didn't have to have a car. I was staying right there in the heart of it. A lot of people. You stand in line for everything.
And October is probably their busiest month, isn't
it?
It is.
And it's actually starting to get really heavy about mid-September going through until through the first week of November. It actually stays quite heavy. It's great for the businesses, you know. There's so many cool things to do. There's so many different tours and sites to see, shopping, food. I mean, it is an experience.
That is fantastic. Now, you do a lot of different things. You have a lot of different gifts. Would you tell us what some of those gifts are, please?
Well, I've been a practicing witch for over 45 years. I am from here locally in the Twin Cities, born and raised in New Richmond, Wisconsin. I live in Stillwater now. I did not go out and join the Salem crew until 2016. So mm-hmm. I haven't, you know what I mean? So that was like my later in my life. So been doing this a long time. When I was a little girl, I could talk to the dead. And so I am a medium. I'm a psychic medium. And I'm a practicing witch. I'm an herbalist. I'm an RN. So yeah. I kind of got the Jackie of all trades going.
You sure do. I mean, you got both sides. You got both sides going there.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, with nursing and with holistic healing, you know, that's all science-based. And witchcraft is really science-based. If you really want to break it down technically, yeah. It's about energies. It's about moving energies, how you can manipulate those energies to bring things to you, push things away from you for protection, that kind of stuff. So it kind of goes hand in hand. And you do actually see a lot of people in the medical profession that look at holistic healing, like, you know, Reiki, that kind of stuff. I'm a Reiki master. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Of course
you are. Certified healing touch.
Of course you are. That's what you do.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
But there's just this correlation and it just kind of fits. It makes sense because it's science-based. So a lot of witches actually are some form of medical staff. You'll see a lot of that crossover. Or people will walk in going, I'm a nurse and this makes so much sense. That maybe is why I'm so drawn to this. And it's like, yeah, probably, you know, but it's like you wake up one day and you just realize you've been this your whole life.
Yeah.
And for me, it was when I was little. I was able to talk to spirits when I was little. I could talk to the trees and they would respond to me. I've just been able to do it my whole life.
Now it's interesting that you say that. And I know that you've made the correlation because you are a very smart person and you are doing what you're doing for a reason. But I mean, it does make sense that a lot of people who are practicing like the witchcraft or the Reiki and stuff have that medical background because that is who your doctors were back in early times and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That's who you would go to.
Yep, in medieval and all that. Absolutely. You think about your midwives. You think about the healers back in the day that worked with the herbs and the apothecaries and alchemists. I mean, it all kind of ties together. Absolutely.
And it's interesting, too, for those who are skeptical about this sort of thing. And you bring it up very succinctly that everything always comes down to energy, doesn't it? When we're doing the paranormal stuff, when we're doing anything. And I think when people start looking at it that way and start understanding that energy can be redirected, it could be. I think it could be molded to a certain extent. I mean, that you can do a lot of things with it, that energy just isn't a thing. There's stuff that you can do with it as well.
Yes, there is. And like, you work with this because you work with the paranormal.
Yeah.
And you think about frequencies, right? So let's just talk about energy for just a brief second. It's like for people who need a visual, think of a really hot day. And you're driving down the road and you're stopped at a stoplight and you're looking at that black pavement and you see that wave, that wave of heat energy. Yeah. Okay. So that's like a frequency and that is like this energy. And you have to tune into that proper frequency to be able to hear the spirits. So elevating that frequency, you're going to go into the realm where you're speaking more to, you know, maybe your ancestors, you know, some people will speak to angels and archangels, that kind of stuff. And people who get into the demonic, I don't, you know, work with that kind of stuff. I just don't work with the lower vibrations.
Yeah.
They may not necessarily be demonic. They may be more of an earth elemental that has never been human. So they're trying to kind of figure things out because they're more curious. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily bad. They're misunderstood. So you've got the lower frequencies and that's where so many people get afraid and they start talking about hauntings or poltergeists and all this kind of stuff. They're not necessarily a bad entity. They really aren't. They're just, you know, maybe they're lost. Maybe they're angry because, hey, I want somebody to hear me because I'm frustrated and I don't understand what's going on. It could be something as simple as that. And that's a big ordeal.
And mm-hmm. and I think that's why people like you and myself and Char get along so well, because it does come down to that open-mindedness of not looking at something and being like, oh my gosh, this is dark, this is, you know, cruddy, this is whatever you want to call it, that, like you said, could be misunderstood.
Right.
And that's a big point.
That's the point. There was somebody that had commented, her name is Marcy, it looks like, and she was asking, well, how do you increase your vibrations? How do you get your frequency higher? The biggest thing that I can tell you is self-love.
Yeah.
You have to love yourself and you have to be happy with yourself. None of this body shaming, none of this, oh, I could have been a better mom or I could have been a better wife or whatever the case is, stop. Because you are putting that out into the universe.
Yeah.
When I teach my magic courses and when I teach about energy, is one of the things I teach people is you speak it as if you already have it or own it. So if you want that red Mustang, instead of saying, I really want that red Mustang, it's, oh, I'm driving my red Mustang. It's in the spring. I've got the top down on the convertible and I'm having a great day. You speak it as if you already have it and you put it into a visual setting because you want to put it out into the universe in a positive manner. It's always about being positive. And the higher you go with your vibrations, you're going to notice you'll start losing friends because the people that want to gossip, the people that want to, build the drama, you don't have time for it anymore. And it actually brings you down and you'll end up getting sick. I want you to hear my voice. You can tell I'm a little under the weather. I just got done traveling. I was with a lot of people. Yes, I did do my protections,
but
it was around an awful lot.
Yeah.
I got sick little boy in the house right now because he's a toddler. And so vibrations are a little lower in the house. So I came home, I did a cleansing, but you know what? I'm getting the backlash of it. So you'll see me drinking my water over here. I did absolutely the nursing thing today. And so I'm a little pooped out,
Absolutely. And like but we
I
said,
my vibration down and I get sick.
And like we said, saying the word poop on air is okay. So you're doing well. Now also I do want to say also that, folks, if you have questions for which Jody, definitely put them into the comment section. We'll go in the second segment and talk about it, which Jody, of course, doesn't appear to need because she's already going into the comments. She's doing my job for me, but that's okay, I guess. I'll just sit over here for a while. Yeah, I'll just sit over here for a while, and you just run the show. Let me know when you're ready to go to commercial break. I'll just hit the right buttons, and we'll just hand it over to you. How's that?
I don't do technology. I'm so not good with technology. For those of you that saw the post that I put up earlier, some people were like, you mean tarot? Because it's spelled at T-A-I-T instead of tarot, T-A-R-I-T instead of O-T. I got fat little fingers. And I pushed it and it just automatically put it to an I. And I'm like, I did it in Canva. So I couldn't go back to edit it after it was already out there. I'm like, yeah, okay. Sorry. You know?
I think all of us now, we have that sort of like grace of seeing like ourselves and others who, you know, if you can hit the wrong letter, you will. That's just how this works. And that's it. Now, we'll get to this question right away because this is extraordinarily important. Heather asks, do you have a physical shop? And you certainly
do. Yes, I do. I'm in downtown Stillwater, guys. You can find me inside the Grand Garage right on Main Street. Look for the Tiki Bar, guys. All you got to do is look for the Tiki Bar. You walk in the door between the bridal shop and the Tiki Bar. That's the Grand Garage. And I'm actually inside there. And it's almost like walking down Diagon Alley. You kind of have to wrap around and you'll see these big purple lights. And yeah, I actually have a store. So I have readers there. We have everything you can think of when it comes to witchcraft. And the best part about it is everything that I carry is extremely ethical. I'm very particular about what comes into my store. So everything has to be very nature-based or good for the environment. No kind of slavery involved, you know, when it comes to crystals and whatnot. And I go hand pick out everything. So I go to my different places, whether I go out east to my vendors out in Massachusetts, or if I go out to Denver and some other places, I actually go hand pick everything. So I know that I'm carrying the best of the best. My readers too, it is a, audition process. So I don't just like literally take anybody who doesn't have experience. You have to be experienced. I'm going to put a plug in for Mr. Ryan, Ryan of Tarot Divergent, who actually, he reads around town. He's been reading for over 20 years and I actually have known him for over 14. He is my divination management. So he helps me. So we dual audition you to see that you're not just cold reading, that you actually know what you are doing. And we feel the energies and we get a vibe for you. And I have very fascinating readers. I have astrologers. So we have astrologist people there. I am I'm actually adding on, which Greg is aware. So I have a new spot that is opening up, and it's called the Midwest Witchery Healing Center. And in this room, I'm going to be offering past life regression and hypnotherapy. And we're going to get people in to do sound healing. So, because it's a bigger room, and that's where I'm going to have my classrooms. So we have a lot of really cool opportunities for people who are seeking, whether it's shamanic healing, whether it is Reiki, whether it is divination for spiritual mediumship, or even spiritual coaching. We have that availability. And I have a website. Greg has got that up. You can go on there and it'll actually show you. You can go under bookings and it'll actually say there's like merchandise, there is divination, there is stuff about classes and events. So I've got different things on there that you can click into. And if you do decide to do some type of a reading, you can read about each practitioner, what they do. You can make a choice to who you want and book them right there online. So that's how we do that.
Absolutely. And as Marcy had asked, and that's why I put it up on screen, you can buy some stuff from your store online, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are actually building it and hoping to get more online. We're actually working to do classes online because I get a lot of people, believe it or not, from Missouri, Kansas, some different states that are like, oh my God, I want to come take your class on whatever. And I'm like, okay, but they live too far away. So I have to actually do online stuff. And again, not techno suave. So I got to get help to do it.
You got to ask me. I'll
help
you.
I'm working. Yeah, I'm going to have you come over, Greg. We're going to have to start working on this.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Jody, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and take our first break? When we come back, we got so much to talk about, including if you have plans for Halloween, cancel them. We have something cool coming up. We have questions in the chat. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have Witch Jody in the house. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AIM 950. And I'm hoping that we could see you this weekend over in Bayport, Minnesota, as we are taking part, the we, of course, meaning myself, but I suppose the we as well, because Witch Jody will be there as well at the Witchy Weekend on the St. Croix. That's at the American Legion 491 in Bayport, Minnesota, from 10 a.m. Saturday to 6 p.m. We're going to have a lineup of speakers that includes starting off the day with Witch Jody, which is going to be pretty awesome. And then I'm going to be speaking at 5 p.m. I'm going to be playing some Spirit Box recordings, different pieces of evidence that I have picked up through the years. You can get tickets through Eventbrite. Just look up Witchy Weekend on the St. Croix. The one question I was going to ask, and maybe Jody, you know this, but I also had seen that Crunchy Soup and Home is listening as well, whether or not people can just show up at the door and buy as well, because that would be nice as well. We have with us, I muted you. Okay, I see that you're talking. You got to understand, Jody. I have things I have to talk about. That's how these shows work. It's like you're all gung ho. You're all gung ho over there. I don't know what to do. And you are unmuted now, so don't swear at me.
Okay, I won't swear. Actually, you should be able to come into the door. I was actually just talking to Emily, who is crunchysoap.com, and we are planning on, they did do the pre tickets. So like the VIP tickets, which is for my actual gallery for my mediumship, is sold out. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm so sorry about that, but I'm going to have my son there, and it looks like that we are going to have him so that you can purchase tickets at the door from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Got it.
So you do have that if you don't get on to the Bright events to get that ticket in advance, you can come in. Yes.
And that's pretty awesome. It's going to be an amazing time Saturday. I'm really excited, and thank you very much for helping me get involved with that. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Now, I every time I hear your commercial on the air, it makes me smile. That's what I really wanted to do when we did your commercial. I think you wanted to as well, is really just get your personality in that commercial, because you are just somebody who is caring and that you just want to really help people. And I think that comes through on that. I listen to it. It just makes me smile.
And it's kind of neat. If you go to my website, there's a little thing called Our Story. And it actually kind of has a little bit of a background story about me and why I did what I did. And so I encourage people to go in and read it.
Absolutely. And we could talk about it here, too, as well. We have some time. But I do want, do you want to get some questions first real fast?
Absolutely. Lead the way.
Let's see. Heather wanted to know if, does J. Cole read at your shop?
Who? Jay?
I'm assuming not, if you don't know who I'm talking about. J. Cole, yeah.
No, I don't know that name.
So sorry, Heather. No, he doesn't.
I'm sorry.
But what we're going to say, though, is go to the website, see who's reading there, and go and check it out and book some readings. Because, you know, that's the one thing she actually thinks that it's talking about Jay Ryan. So that's,
and yes, yeah. He does read. He's actually my divination manager. I've known him many years, and he does a phenomenal job. He is a psychic medium. He does palmistry, tarot, and of course he does a crystal ball, and he is fantastic. If you've never had a reading by him, I encourage you to do it.
That is great. In your store itself, it's pretty amazing. Like you said, the area, the garage, that once was the garage for in Stillwater, and it's one of those wonderful stories of taking an old historic building, gutting it out, and turning it into something pretty amazing. Your store is really cool. There's a lot to it, and it just looks really nice. It's very welcoming as well.
Thank you. I think it has a little bit to do with Joseph, who is my resident house ghost in my store.
Oh. Now, is Joseph someone that we should be trying to talk to when we do
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we have, folks, we have some really cool things coming up that we want to talk about here. And so first of all, as I mentioned before the break, if you have any plans for Halloween night, cancel them immediately. You don't even tell the people if you're going to a party or anything. Don't even tell them why you're canceling. Just cancel it. It's not worth going, because we are doing a special episode of Ghost Box Radio, an extended episode that starts at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to go to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's going to be done where, which, Jody?
At the Grand Garage in Stillwater, Minnesota, and we've got free rein of the building.
And that's where your store
is. Where my store is too. Yes,
absolutely.
So we'll be in there.
Yeah. So it's going to be the whole night. It's going to be both a radio show as well as a live investigation, which we're really, really excited about. So once again, Jody, thank you so very much. For making that happen for us. I mean,
I am so excited about this. I think it's going to be really validating for people to hear, because other, you know, businesses, and they're like, you know, they hear things, they notice things too. And it's like, well, what's this or what's that? And so I think it's going to be very validating for people who really question things. I mean, I know, I don't want to spoil anything. So I know what the deal is with Joseph in my store. So sure. I don't want to spoil anything for Halloween. But there's some interesting characters. I mean, you got to remember, Stillwater is a very old city. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff that took place in this town from the beginning of when it was created to current time. So, you know, Lumber Baron days and, you know, Prohibition and hiding liquor in the caves. I mean, there's just a lot.
Which is right next door to you, basically.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, it's funny because when you say that, you're absolutely right. You have both the absolute richest at one time in Stillwater, as well as, you know, the prison that used to be there somebody did arson with back at like the late 90s, wasn't it? Something like that.
It was early 90s. It was early 90s, yeah. And they built that condo complex there.
Right. That has to be something.
I know people who have lived there and have moved out because strange and spooky things happen there.
Imagine that, huh? I mean.
figure, right? And it's all limestone, which is going to hold that energy.
Absolutely. And then next door to that, you still have the Warden's House, and that's still there. Now, so we have that for October 31st. And folks, if you're able to, this is one, as we much as we love you listening on the radio, and this will be on the radio, but this will be one to watch on the live stream, because we're going to have multiple cameras set up all over this place, and we're going to have people in different parts doing investigating and telling us what's going on, and you'll be able to hear it. But if you tune in on the live streams, and Jody, Leah, let's figure out how to stream it to your page as well.
We have to figure that out.
Yeah, and I have some ideas, but you're going to we'll talk about it. But it's going to be 3 hours of and the place is closed Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
So I was there when you went into the hairdressers and you accosted them about not doing any hair on that Tuesday. So
it'll be done before 8 p.m. and everybody has given us, you know, permission to use, you know, to go into their stores.
Yeah.
You had heard from Chris from the bar, from the Tiki.
Oh, yeah.
Some different stories and whatnot. Last year, real interesting. One of my practitioners, if anybody is watching that happens to know my story, I have Wes. Wes is one of my hoodoo practitioners out of New Orleans. And he is back up here now. And he's actually going to be at the event this coming Saturday, Witchy Weekend on the St. Croix. Fabulous practitioner. So I encourage you to come in and listen. He's right before Greg, in fact. But what I was going to say is we actually caught a spirit on camera.
You
and I showed it to Greg.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There was nobody there. And it was just like, we were like, what the heck? Yeah. So we actually got evidence, you know, that used to be at one point, it was actually a barn and there's rings on the floor, like these big iron rings for where they tied the horses up, because the fire station was across the street on Nelson. And that was the barn for the horses. Cause back then they would have to take the horses to take that big trolley thing with the water to go put out a fire. So
that is amazing. I mean, like you said, so much history. I can't wait. We're still figuring out some logistics, but that's not going to be an issue. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we did it late enough, but early enough, if that makes sense, so that you can go out with the kids and get the candy and do all that Halloween-y sort of thing. But then to come in and just relax and see a live paranormal investigation and do stuff like that. I got a couple questions in here from Emily. Emily asks, for you, what is your favorite part about sharing your gifts?
Honestly, it's helping others. There are so many, not only when I'm doing Reiki for healing and energy healing and working the medicinal side of it, when people come to me and they're crying and they're just looking for solace with spiritual help, maybe they're looking to reach out to, you know, a deceased loved one, that kind of thing. When spirit comes through and I can help them to give them peace and answer questions, maybe there's some, we'll say, unfinished business, you know, questions to be answered, that kind of thing. And they walk away and they feel better about it. And I always teach people, you don't need anybody for this. You can do this yourself. Yeah. And I give you a little education on how you can dive into it yourself and actually learn how to do that. In fact, on Saturday, after I do my gallery, which is sold out, there is a part where I'm doing, you know, a presentation, a class, and I actually talk about opening up your psychic, you know, awareness. And so that is free. So anybody can come to that.
I think it's, you know, one of the things I look for when I'm talking to people is when people are offering ways for you to help yourself or your, I mean, because, I mean, let's be honest, the way that you make a living is by doing this, but you're also showing people that you don't have to, that they can do it on their own as well.
Yes.
And I think that's something that for people need to look for when they're trying to find people to help them in these areas, where it's not just like you get, that you have to lean on somebody for these, and that they're the only ones that can help you and stuff. It's when they're like, I can show you, but you are able to do this on your own.
And that's the thing. It's like, we're all born with this.
Yeah.
We just forget as we're growing up, or we're told not to. I want you to just think about one thing just really quick. I'm going to just kind of tickle your brain. How many of you had an imaginary friend when you were little? And your parents used to say to you, oh, stop talking to Sally or Joey or whoever your imaginary friend was. That could have been your spirit guide. Mm-hmm. It could have been an ancestor. coming as a child to you because they didn't want to scare you, or that could have been an actual spirit and they wanted to play with you because you were around their age and they just were attracted to your light. You're kind of like a homing beacon. And so we can all do that. We just have to quiet that brain down. We have to meditate and get into that alpha state to be able to listen. And one of the things that I'm privileged in is I've been able to do this my whole life. It wasn't something that was told to me, oh, that's just ridiculous. When I was little, of course,
and we're having a little bit of issue with her internet, and I don't know if she's frozen.
My bad.
Okay, there you are. You froze on us a little bit, but welcome back.
I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh, I got kids things.
Right.
So that's probably why too much bandwidth
not
going on.
Not a problem.
In my house. I got teenagers. Not well, no, they're in their 20s, I guess. So I apologize.
20-agers. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to send a text to my son to say, get off.
Well, while you do that, Emily also asked me, how long have I been involved with paranormal investigations and such? And I was thinking about it, and I think we're at what? 3 weeks now, I think I've been doing this. So I think it's my third week of doing it. How long has this show been on? Because that's, you know, it's kind of
a while.
Yeah, so maybe it's been a little bit longer. Actually, in all honesty, it's I've been doing this for about 15 years. So something like that.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, I look like I'm 20. So I mean, it's like
you do.
I mean,
you look like you're like 20, maybe 21.
Maybe,
I think that's going to card you when you go to the bars.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I didn't have an imaginary friend. Even in my youth, I was a loner. So, you know, it's just, you know, not everyone had that, I guess.
But you and I are another thing that people, I'm sure, pester you about. And they've come to me about this too, and they'll ask like, well, I feel like my loved one hasn't moved on or crossed over. Can you help move them on?
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, no, because a lot of times they don't want to, they've probably already gone over and they've come back. I let them decide what they want to do. They've got their own journey. Just because our physical body is not alive anymore, our energy is our source, our soul, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
Continues to live on. Being a nurse and watching many deaths over the years between nursing and paramedicing, I've seen stuff. I'm just going to say it. I've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
And when people don't want to move at that moment in time, they have to take a hot second. Time over there and time here are way different. And they're taking a moment to figure out what happened. And they don't want to be rushed. And when you see these TV shows where it's like, oh, we're going to move them on. I'm like, you know, I don't resonate with that. I feel like it's up to the spirit whether they want to move on or not. Now, if they ask me like, hey, I'm so confused, I'll help them and give them some suggestions or talk to them and explain, you know, hey, it's here 2023, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But long and the short of it, they get to choose whether they want to stay or go. I've had a couple of them ask me, well, how come I don't see the white light? And then I say, well, where do you want to go? And they'll say something like, I don't know, maybe they want to go see their mom, or they want to see, I don't know, some loved one or their old house, whatever the case is. I have the spirit imagine that. I said, I want you to put that in your head, put that picture in your head, and I'm going to give you a door, and you're going to open that door. And when you open that door, you're going to see exactly what you're picturing, and you can walk through that door and you can be there. Because sometimes they just need that guidance. And I can't tell you how many times that has actually worked for them. And they're so excited. I mean, they'll turn around, they'll look at me, and they'll be like, thanks. They're just like, wow, you know, we didn't know, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting, Jody, because a couple weeks ago, someone at one of the events or something, I don't remember if it was the event or something else, they said that they crossed over some people there. And my immediate feel was accosted. And I thought to myself, well, why am I getting so worked up over it? I don't think that was me. I think that was spirit. I think that was something that they were pretty upset about. And you know, something else too. And I'm going to go to break here in a second. But something else too that I think people need to kind of think about, especially, I mean, the grieving process is always hard. But when it comes to loved ones, when they're like, oh, I haven't seen them, I haven't seen anything from my loved one, I haven't heard from them, anything else. I think it's important to remember that doesn't mean they're not there.
Exactly. They are there, but sometimes they're still learning. They're still learning how they have to move and do their things on that side. And so it's a little harder. Another theory, I'm going to say it's a theory. Another theory too is they stick around for a while to make sure their loved ones are okay, and then they might move on. But they don't want to stick around real long because they don't want to keep you grieving.
Yeah.
So the best thing I can suggest is if you've had somebody who's passed and you're really missing them, talk to them out loud. Yeah. They come, boom, right now they're there. You may not hear them, but I bet anything, if you sit there and just sit there and be quiet, just sit in that moment, you'll feel like a little brush. You'll feel a little hair pull. Something will, like a vision will come into your head, and it's like you'll think of grandma's cookies. Yeah. I don't know. But it'll be a little bit of a piece that they just are giving you to let you know, I'm here.
Absolutely. And you'll just feel better, I think, anyway.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead, take our next break. When we come back, there's some more wonderful things going on at Midwest Witchery and Healing that we want to talk about, and your questions as well. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Time's a charm there. Join us tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to have on Daryl Marston. You'll know Daryl from A&E Ghost Hunters, and now he's an author, and we're going to talk about his new book, The Horror of the House of Wills, which is going to be really cool. We have a copy to give away as well. Thursday, we're going to have on author C.L. Thomas. We're going to be talking about her new book, which actually isn't out yet, but it's going to be out soon enough, called Dancing with Demons, A Paranormal Encounter. I'm really looking forward to that. She sent me a copy of the book. I'm going to be reading that very quickly to be up to date on that. Of course, Friday is Friday the 13th, and that means that we're not doing Casual Friday this Friday. We're going to have on author D.R. McElroy, and she has a great book called Superstitions, a Handbook of Folklore, Myths, and Legends, and we're going to be talking with her all about that. That's going to be a fantastic conversation. Speaking of fantastic conversations, we've been having a fantastic conversation with Witch Jody of Midwest Witchery and Healing. And, you know, it's you know, I'm sure you're reading the comments, Jody, of everyone who's just loving talking with you and hearing what you have to say.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Right? This is why I'm here. Yes, absolutely.
This is what I'm here for. I just want to help people. I mean, I'm just in it to guide people. You know, we all have these different abilities, and I'm just here to kind of support you. I didn't have that when I was little. I mean, I came from a small town in New Richmond. There was not a whole heck of a lot for me. So I had to do a lot of figuring out on my own, you know.
And this is
what it is.
And this is big stuff to figure out, too, isn't it? It really truly is. Yeah. I mean, because especially when you're thinking that maybe everyone else is like you and they're not.
No, and they weren't. And I remember being very young, and I remember seeing my great grandmother after she passed away. And I was talking to my mom about it. I was like three and a half. And I mean, that's one of my earliest memories. And I'm like, well, but great grandma is like right there, you know? And my mom was like, well, you quit doing that, Jody. She got angry with me. So I just kind of was quiet, but I would talk to her, and I'd talk to her in my head, and she'd come and hang out with me when I went to sleep at night. My father died when I was 7. He had what's called a widow maker. And for you guys that don't know that, he was 44 and his arteries just went boom in his heart. They could have been standing over him and nothing could have been done back in those days. So, needless to say, I did a lot of critical care cardiac nursing because that became my fascination. But I would talk to him after he passed. And that's when I really realized when I was about 7, hey, this is kind of different, and I'm kind of different, and it scared me. And so I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of talking to my dad, and I talked to my great grandma, and they made me feel better. They're like, oh, honey, you're okay. People just don't understand, but one day they will. And that's all one day they will. And guess what? People are enlightening, and they are getting, you know, better with this. And, Friday the 13th, you were speaking about that. I get a kick out of this. It is a good luck day. it's not a bad day. It's right. a good luck day. So if you want to learn about it, you know, after you've done the Greg's show and listening, if you got questions, come into the store. We've got all sorts of fun stuff for it.
Absolutely. So. And that's one of those misnomers, isn't it? I mean, that just kind of a modern misnomer. I have some more questions for you because I want to get through some more questions. And then I want to talk about the seance that's coming up as
Yes, we got to talk about that.
We need to talk about that. There's just so much happening. And don't forget, folks, once again, while we are here talking about it, I do want to bring up once again,
yes, please.
We're going to be, which Jody and myself, going to be there together, but not together, at the Witchy Weekend on St. Croix at the American Legion 491 in Bayport, Minnesota. This event is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you can get tickets through Eventbrite by looking up Witchy Weekend on the St. Croix. You can also show up at the door and get tickets as well. Which Jody and myself are both speaking on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're bookending the day, actually, because you started and I ended.
That's right. That's right.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Once again, I cannot thank you and Emily enough for giving me the opportunity to take part in it. It's going to be fantastic. Marcy.
You have so much knowledge. We got to get it out there, Greg.
Got to get it. It's literally seeping out of my ears. There's so much knowledge. We're doing this for 3 weeks. It's been amazing. So we got Marcy, and Marcy just asked the question, how long do you suggest to meditate each day?
You know, everybody has a different variant with meditation. Some people really struggle with it because maybe they have ADHD, you know, or different neurodivergent. If you are neurodivergent, please download or listen, like on whether you do it on YouTube or whatnot, get the brown noise or the pink noise, and it's going to help calm those brainwaves down, number one. That will really help. You know what? 10 minutes. You could do it in 10 minutes. I literally can go into alpha instantaneously because I have trained my brain over the years. But if you could dedicate 10 to 15 minutes a day, great. If you don't have that much time, take a walk, take deep breaths, go hug a tree. You know, it's just to release that energy and calm yourself for even 5 minutes. Taking those deep breaths will really, really change you because it'll align your chakras and it kind of just gets you vibrating a little higher and it's going to make you feel better.
That's great. I'm going to put in up one more question and we're going to talk about some other stuff here. Heather asked the question of what are some exercises you recommend to open your psychic center?
So one of the biggest things is, of course, meditation. You want to be able to focus on that. Sit in a quiet spot, okay? And when you're sitting there, I want you one day to pay attention to what you're hearing. A different day, is there anything like a movie screen in your forehead? That's your third eye. Are you seeing something? Or are you just like aware and knowing something? Are you smelling or tasting? See which clair is going to be your strongest.
Yeah.
And then you start focusing in on that. And you kind of just build from there. There are so many different techniques. There's meditations you can do again. Free on YouTube. You know, you can come in and you can talk to me. I'm always willing to help. You can come and have the free class if you're in the area at Witchy Weekend on the St. Croix.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely pop in. I mean, I'm going to go through some different things and kind of teach you a little bit different types of meditation to teach you how to visualize things. It's a little bit too more in depth to do it right now because it would take too much time. But definitely, you know, hit me up. You can email me and I can answer questions with that too. Absolutely.
And Jody's not saying this, but I'm saying this. If I'll ask as a personal favor to me, if you're going and getting some advice and help from Jody, please try to support her store in some way.
Thank you.
Because it just that's how we help each other, right? That's that's what we do.
Ooh. And I have new fun stuff too, guys. I have real witches brooms in now, like really cool ones.
Witches brooms? Did you say? Oh wow!
And I have a clothing line now.
Look at you. It just never stops with you. Oh, gosh.
I'm getting bigger. I'm expanding.
That's great. No, you and it's the new space is going to look amazing. Now, we have about 6 minutes left. It goes by really quickly, doesn't it?
It does. But let's talk about the fun stuff.
Let's talk about some seances. What's going on there, Witch Jody?
So we are doing, we did this last year too, and it was very incredible. We are doing a seance on the 28th of October. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Jay Ryan from Tarot Divergent is going to have this up, and it is a gallery sitting. So we'll all sit in there. There's 12 people because, you know, I can't really do more than 12 people at a time because it gets a little overwhelming. Yeah. And we sold out within 24 hours. So I have already talked with Mr. Ryan. I said, we've got to pull up another one. And so we are planning on doing one on the 29th. So watch this week. He's going to be in on the 13th at my store. And so we'll get that up on the 13th so that we can have that secondary seance. And I think it's like $20 a person. It's not very expensive, but it's just, you know, it pays the reader, you know, it pays Mr. Ryan. Yeah. And it's going to be a blast. We also have, if you guys do follow me or have been in my store before, Jody Henningway is coming back. She is from North Dakota and she is very, very interesting. She's a very phenomenal intuitive healer, Reiki master. She is you got to help me out, Greg, a Palladian.
Yeah. So that means that she is not from the earth.
Yes, and she does work with the starseed people if they're struggling with stuff. She was with us all month of October last year, and she is going to be with us on the 22nd, and then she'll be there the 27th, 28th, and 29th on that weekend. So it'll be wonderful to have her in, and you can book readings and stuff with her too.
That is amazing. Now, are the seances upstairs? Or are you doing them?
They're actually going to be in the new room.
That makes perfect sense.
Because it's bigger. Yeah. It's bigger. Yeah. But when we're doing our live, we're going to be up in that room. So if you've never been in, it's very, Greg, wouldn't you say it's like an old school seance room from back at the turn of the century, at 1900?
I mean, that's why I asked. Yes, absolutely. Very much so. I mean, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, it gets a little tight up there for 12 people. So we're going to do it over in the new room. And I'll be honest, I've been over there and wallpapering and painting like a mad woman. And I see people walking by the glass doors and it'll startle me. And I'll go out there and there's no one there. So yeah, it's very active back in that corner.
Yeah. I mean, so a little bit of context, folks. We had, we did a meeting out there about 2-3 weeks ago, and we brought Chad, the owner of AM950 out. And I wouldn't consider Chad as necessarily somebody who is, I mean, he certainly is very respectful of this. He does believe, but I don't think he's really experienced. And I felt like that day his eyes opened a little bit wider with some of the stuff that was going on there. He was just feeling energy on his own in the different areas. And it was really interesting to see his reaction to what's happened. He's actually going to be there on Halloween night as well.
Great. Yes. He's got to come. He's definitely got to come. It's going to be a really wild and fun event. It really is. I am excited for the spirits to come through. I'm excited to see what you capture, not only on video, but with our equipment to hear them. You know, Greg and I have gone back, I don't know, a couple of years, maybe we've known each other now.
Yeah.
And last summer after my mom died, you know, I lost my mom last summer, summer of 22. And we were doing some stuff and my mom was coming through on his equipment. Yeah. And I've never experienced like the equipment, like in person. I've only seen it like on the Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventure type shows. So I've never had a chance to be like a part of that. And it was really cool. So to see what the spirits say in Stillwater should be pretty fascinating.
And it was an honor to bring her through. Once again, folks, Jody and I will be at Witchy Weekend on the St. Croix at the American Legion 491 in Bayport, Minnesota from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can get tickets on Eventbrite, or you could just show up, get tickets. Jody speaks first, but that's sold out, but you can see what else she's doing throughout the day. I'm speaking at 5. You can also go to Midwest Witchery healing.com and you can go see all the classes, see what's going on there. You can buy stuff there if you're out of state, or get in your car, go to Stillwater and visit Witch Jody in person.
I think that you have a person asking about the night that we're doing the investigation because she lives in California. Greg is going to stream that, and it'll be streamed somehow on my stuff. So you should be able to catch that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Witch Jody, this went by too fast. We'll have you on again, obviously. I hope you're feeling better.
I am. I'm just dry throat. I'll live.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for being on the show with us tonight. Really appreciate it. We're going to be back tomorrow with Daryl Marston from Annie Ghost Hunter as well, talking about his new book. Everyone, have a great night.